beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. Welcome to Planet Vrilok, the super uber psionics magic technology podcast. And yes, we are now on iTunes at long last. So thank you, Apple, for your acceptance of our great, wonderful campaign, the Psionic Brotherhood and the Vrilok New Thought Movement. Yeah, suckers to the side, I know you hate my 98. You're gonna get yours. How am I? I'm fine. I'm chilling like a villain. How are you doing? Tonight's podcast is... it's about necromancy. But not of the old grisly, gruesome sort that you might have read about in some of Donald Tyson's books on the Necronomicon or Alhazred Zamadarib. No, no, no. This is actually clean, simple, easy mind technology. It's an art form, really, and it's made so effectively easy with the invention of the miraculous prayer board. It's not going to cost you $800, like, you know, if you're going to get yourself a neurophone, which is a high-tech piece of equipment. No, this is a $75 deal right out the door. The new miraculous prayer board mini at vrilok.com/shop. But anyway, this is not a commercial. I'm going to talk to you all about my work in necromancy. First of all, let me define the term for you. Yes, because there seems to be some confusion about what necromancy actually is. No, it isn't bringing zombies back to life. It has nothing to do with vampires or nibbling on the toes of a cadaver. I'm sorry. Donald Tyson, that was a wonderful book, Alhazred. I enjoyed it, but no, necromancy has nothing to do with that. Far from it, actually. No, necromancy is dowsing. It's simply, to put it simple for you people, it is divining the dead. It's basically speaking to the departed. And it can be as positive or as negative as you want it to be. Well, for me, it's been positive through and through for many years now. Began with the passing away of a friend of mine, my friend James, who died in his home in his bathroom. No pun there. Terrible loss, I suppose. At the time it was, but I think he was reckless, and that was going to happen to him. Well, I heard from him. Day later, he came to me and I heard his voice speaking to me. And that got me interested, because prior to this, I didn't really know if there was life after death, but there he was. I didn't see him, but I could hear him. It was a late night, standing outside my front door, and I heard his voice say to me, "Hey, Tom." And it was him, nobody else. That was my old friend James. Well, it didn't stop there. My grandfather passed away, felt his hand touch me on the shoulder. Actually woke up at 4:44 in the morning with the thought, Grandpa's passed away. So I called my grandmother, and sure enough, he had just passed away. And she was glad I called, because she was the first person to know, and I was the second person to know that my grandfather had passed away. The next person I remember is a good friend of mine, Nicole, who I later met in the dream world after she passed away. She had driven her car to go up north to look for a job, and ended up driving straight off into a water reservoir. They didn't find her body for a whole year because the car was buried under the muddy water. that was very sad, to be honest. One of the nicest, sweetest people I've ever known. But, you know, people die. The thing is, what's really important to us is just because the physical body is no longer operative, the vehicle, if you will, the vehicle that we all walk around in thinking that this is us, this is who we are. When that goes, it doesn't mean that you're gone. Well, your mind goes elsewhere or into another state of existence. And there can be numerous kinds of existence, as I've gathered from my years of divination work with those who have passed on and who have shared some secrets with me. My stepfather having passed away, I had asked him, what's it like on the other side, you know? What's it like over there? The only real answer I could get was wondrous. And so I actually titled one of my ebooks The Wondrous Wheel because of that encounter, because of that experience, and that revelation which was given to me from my stepfather from the other side. Well, anyway, necromancy isn't this gruesome art. I use a miraculous prayer board like I was talking about, which is really a psychometric instrument or a psychometric infusion instrument, but it can run and operate both ways, whether we're putting energy into something or we're taking and we're reading energy and doing some telepathy work. In any event, I did an experiment some years ago with the spirit of, or the mind of, Nikola Tesla. And long story short, what I received was the information that lightning or electricity is not the event. It's not the what we see. It's not that flashing light. It's not the lightning in the sky. It's not the lights turning on when we throw a switch on in the house or start our car. That isn't the real electricity. That the electricity itself is the equation scratched on the chalkboard in a classroom. That's right. It's the thought. It's the pattern. The pattern is the thing itself. So, I mean, that was interesting to receive that from Nikola Tesla. And to the best of my knowledge, that was all very real. Albeit subjective from my point of view, or from the point of view of others, if you had been watching me do the experiment, you would say it's all in my head. Well, of course it's all in my head. But does that make it not real? Mm-hmm. Yes, well, last night I did another experiment with the miraculous prayer board. And I included a pair of sigils. I'm going to tell you what these sigils are. Both are from the Lesser Key of Solomon, also known as the Lemegaton. And the first sigil was Murmur, and the second sigil was Gamijin, or vice versa. I had a Juzu bracelet, and then a picture of Dr. Patrick Flanagan. So I touched the board arrangement with all these sigils and the witness sample, and I received a word come into my mind, which was simply the word boomerang. That threw me off a bit and broke the connection. So I did some more meditation and basically thought, you know, how about we take this conversation, let's carry this conversation on over into the dream world, where it's a little easier for me to interact with the spirit of the person who has passed away. And that's true. The dream world is a wonderful threshold, a meeting point where we can speak with those who have departed and left their body as a disembodied spirit, as some like to call it. I kind of haggle over the terms a little bit, if you'll excuse me. Spirit, I have a hard time saying that it's somebody's spirit, because to me, spirit literally means the purest state of existence, and I do not believe that after we die that we have achieved that purest state of existence. Not yet. There's an afterlife. There's another life. There is the astral realm and many other realms. Believe as Jesus Christ had once said, "My Father's house has many mansions," or something along those lines. In other words, there's many dimensions. Well, in any event, so I did communicate this thought of, let's carry this on into the dream world, to Dr. Patrick Flanagan's mind via the Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. Then I decided to lie down a rune on top of this arrangement to hold it all together. I put my hand into this bag of runes, many different runes, and I thought, the rune Ansu's for answers. And I vocalized this aloud, Ansu's, and reached in, and the first rune I pulled out was the rune Ansu's, and that was the only rune I pulled out. And I pulled it out with my offhand, which was more intuitive, I suppose, than using my writing hand. It was a fluid experience. So the last thing I did is I took this little Juzu bracelet. Those are, for those who don't know what that is, it's a Japanese bracelet. It's a little bracelet with beads in it. And it's kind of like a rosary. Where you know what a rosary is, I'm sure. Most of us know what a Catholic is. And so if you have a rosary, you pray with a rosary. Well, I took this Juzu bracelet and went from bead to bead to bead all the way around in a circle, and each bead I touched, I would think, Dr. Flanagan will commune with me in my dreams. Dr. Flanagan will commune with me in my dreams. Dr. Flanagan, you know, and I went through each bead in the string until I completed a full circle. Then I laid this down, this Juzu bracelet down, on top of the Miraculous Prayer Board in a nice little circle to complete my arrangement. Then I went to bed. And I think the only thing that went wrong is I had a bit of a scratch in my throat that made falling asleep a little difficult. But I did end up having some very active dreams. The thing is, often when we do this work of communing with the other side, and if we do manifest something in a dream state, it may not become clear to us right away. I mean, often it does. Often it does. We'll have that vivid dream, and we know we were just speaking to grandma who died several years ago. But not always. I'll give you a great example of this. There is a friend of mine who's a paranormal investigator, one of the most renowned paranormal investigators in the world, and he asked that we do an experiment to see if we could all meet up on the astral plane. And now, as part of the conditions to this experiment, he asked to come up with a phrase, like a word phrase or something, that we could both confirm in the waking physical world so that we would know that that we did indeed share the dream state together. Well, I assume 1,000 people or more might have participated in this experiment. So did I. And the next morning I woke up thinking, wow, nothing happened. Oh well, you know, it doesn't always work. But then something interesting happened about a week later. A week later, I realized I had a memory of speaking to my friend, the paranormal investigator. And the thing is I know that we never had the conversation. So I was thinking, I just experienced something like people talk about when they're abducted by aliens. They say they experience this sense of lost time. So I had an experience in which I felt like I had lost time, but the memory was now coming back to me. So in this particular memory, I was standing next to this friend of mine who happens to live far away, quite far away. So we wouldn't have actually been standing together. This did take place in the dream world. I'm standing before him, and there's all this light and mist everywhere. And he says, "Yeah, my friend who works at NASA." So What happened later is I did indeed come into contact for a bit with his friend that does indeed work at NASA. So I believe that that dream was an actual real event of us meeting up in the dreamland, or as some call it, the astral realm, the ether world, or the netherworld, whatnot. I don't think we're in the world of the dead quite, but in the dreamland anyway. Let's put it that way. It was a real experience that yielded real results, because I did indeed come into contact with his friend who works at NASA. Also, I had no pre-knowledge of this. So, you know, just to put that in there as well, no pre-knowledge of it. That's good enough for me to believe that something did indeed happen in the dream world. You know, I mean, let alone the fact that I was experiencing missing time. So in any event, necromancy also works on other levels as well. We don't always have a direct, you know, sort of biofeedback communication. Often that's not even the case. And most of the time, we would be working with dowsing. That is, you working with a pendulum, that is a small pointed weight suspended on a string and holding that in one hand, over a series of various charts, alphabet charts, numeric charts, percentile charts, various energy field charts, astrological charts, and so on. And this is how we would do our communication. We would, you know, maybe take a rate on a radionic box, put on our helmet, or touch a picture of someone who has passed away, and allow the pendulum to spell out answers for us. Now, for a lot of people, that sounds like a daunting task because, you know, it's not something you do all the time. But lucky for you, I happen to have a wonderful multimedia package download that includes everything you need to know and all the charts that you need that you can download from my website today. And it's called Dynamic Dowsing Disclosure. It will tell you everything you need to know about dowsing with all the charts you need to know. So, at least at the beginner's level, you know, all kinds, alphanumeric charts, percentile charts, and energy field charts, so that you can get started in this wonderful world of information. You know, because this whole universe, whether we're talking about those awake, asleep, living or dead, departed, or alien elsewhere in the cosmos, the entire universe is comprised of information. And information, if you know what you're doing, if you learn and read from my books, is indeed power. And it's a wonderful power. There is so much fun and learning and exploration you can do. And if you do enjoy these products, then you're going to have wonderful experiences. Of course, that's not all. I'm open to taking questions from the general public. Oh yes, I receive questions from the general public all the time. Just go to verloc.com/contact and send me a message. Talk about your experiences and, you know, whether you're into dowsing or not, or you're looking to get into dowsing, or you want a miraculous prayer board, by all means, come and visit my website and find out for yourself the magical world that awaits you. So, that about does it for my wrap-up on necromancy. There are a number of other methods and means, including I might as well spill it out now, a Hieronymus machine that connects to an alphanumeric dowsing chart so that we can take a rate for a spirit or an entity and douse and get information. Oh my gosh, there's all kinds of gadgetry and instruments that we can use. You know, from high-tech psychotronics down to the most basic scrying crystals, there's a world of wonder waiting for you to discover at verloc.com. So, until next time, keep the magic high. This is your host, Tom Verloc. Signing out.